Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
DGS. Do you think it would bother you guys if you were famous for something that you did decades ago in your life? I was just watching something and Greg and Peter Brady were on the staircase of the Brady household doing some be the first to win to spend the night, the Brady Bunch. And it kind of made me sad. It's like you are old men. You're not even grown men. You're old men now. And if you ever did anything else, I don't know about it, but I know you've done a lot of Brady stuff over your career, and you were like literally 10 years old. Yeah. Like, there's something just sad about it to me.
I get it. I used to feel very similarly. Now I'm more of the mind of like, I mean, good for them that they're able to make a little cash doing something like that. All these like reboots and reimaginings, and what if we just completely redid this whole show 20 years later? Let's do a podcast about the show we were all on. I find it corny, but also at the same time, I'm happy for them that they're able to kind of breathe new life into it and keep it going. There's obviously an audience for it. I just don't think that audience is me. So,
yeah, well said.
Helps to turn on the mic. I think it just depends on how they feel about it. You know what I mean? Like, if there are guys out there, like your description of Jerry Mathers when you had him in, who are like, what do you think I'm going to do? Like, what do you, you know, like, of course I'm fine with that. It was like a great time in my life, and I love that that was it. But then there are others that are bitter, and they resent that, and I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to do something else, and I'm sure all of them want to, but some people get to the point where they're okay with it. And if they're okay with it, I'm okay with it. But I do feel bad for the ones that are like, I should have been more, I could have been more. You know, I mean, because we all have that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, that makes me feel a little less sorry for them because I wanted to be a baseball player. Didn't work out. I found a different path. I found something else that I like to do, and I did that instead. You know, I mean, so how many people never even got to the point that those people got to?
Do you feel like, and I don't really mean to get into the weeds about the Brady Bunch, but do you feel like, if Barry Williams, Greg Brady, had been the next De Niro, we would have known about it and he would have been in The Godfather? Or the fact that he was Greg Brady, he was toast. You're not going to go on and do anything other than sitcoms.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. I don't know enough about his acting style.
Yeah, I mean,
any of them.
Right.
Yeah, let's be real, though. The ones that came out of any of those TV shows that were legitimately good did make it, right?
I don't know. I'm having trouble thinking.
I mean, like, who's a great actor on one of those shows that didn't get anything beyond that? I mean, I think there's a lot of times you get cast in those. Now, when you're a kid, it's different. But also when you're a kid, we don't know if you can act or not. You just fit the part. You just fit the character that you're being asked to play. You may or may not be able to act. I mean, you're a kid. You're, you know, in Greg's case, what was he, 14 when the show started or something like that? Who knows at the time if he could act or not? He just fit the role. And I think that's where, you know, when you look at TV, there are people that ascended out of it, but it's because they were better. Like, why did Woody Harrelson have the career that he had after being Woody on Cheers? But Ted Danson, who had a nice career, not the movie star that Woody Harrelson was, because Woody's more talented in a different way. You know, but Ted Danson had a great career. He was in big movies and was a lead guy for a while, but not like Woody Harrelson. Woody's a much bigger star, but it's because he's more talented. Yeah. He's a better actor.
Or like Steve Carell is a great example too. He could have very easily just been, oh, he's Michael Scott, but then he went and he did The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and he was so funny that's what brought notoriety to The Office, and then made it just kind of built upon itself.
Yeah, it is hard to say that because you don't fully know, because you're right, people get typecast, they get put into a certain category, and people don't believe them as something else, and it hurts their careers, but there are plenty of people that have broken out of that. I mean, there are plenty of people that have been in those roles who made it more.
Yeah, like look at David Schwimmer. For the longest time, I was just like, that's Ross from Friends, and he'll never be anything to me other than Ross from Friends. But then he did like Band of Brothers.
He was a good jerk in Band of Brothers, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was very hateable.
He did that OJ show. He played Robert Kardashian, and I was so taken with his performance. I'm like, it's possible. If you're good, you can transcend being Ross from Friends. And he did.
He never did for me.
Really?
I hated him so much.
Yeah.
Really?
My hatred was too strong. And I thought in Band of Brothers he was great, but I hated him. So.
Well, he was meant to be that, but yeah, right.
Serve Jennifer Aniston.
It was just one of those things that, like, every one of these shows had somebody. Like, as an example, what was that show? Oh, it was the Cosby spinoff where the daughter goes to college.
Another World.
Another World. Who became the biggest star out of that? Marissa Tomei. Who was just a side character. This is kind of the point, right? Like, that's my... Exactly, because she became so much more beyond that. I do... Although she wasn't a main character, which makes it harder to get typecast, right? When you're a side person, which is kind of Woody, too, right? Woody wasn't the main guy on Cheers. He was just kind of one of the many that went around. But I don't think that I've noticed anyone that had, like, that big talent that didn't get to move beyond it. Most people don't have that, though. That's why movie stars are movie stars, right? That's why rock stars are rock stars. There's something about them. Either they got lucky, or there's something about them that's more compelling than other people.
Mm-hmm.
And luck plays a role. We can't forget that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But luck played a role in Greg Brady beating to be Greg Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine that? It's just so funny to think it could have been some other person.
Yeah. Every role.
I know.
Right? You see that all the time.
Like, I love those stories,
Tom
by
Selleck
the way.
Was supposed to be Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
It's so funny that the Brady Bunch is coming up in conversation the way it is because I watched a very Brady sequel the other night. I love that movie.
Man, you watch weird things.
I know. I knew you were going to say that.
I thought she was going to say, I'm off of Frasier, now I'm watching Brady Bunch.
No, I'm not watching Brady Bunch, but I did watch a very Brady sequel.
She's never
going to
be off Frasier.
Yeah,
Frasier's
my new favorite show.
And you guys are just weird. I just picture you guys sitting around and being like, what do you feel like doing tonight? We could watch Bug's Life. You know,
no.
<it's> like,
yeah.
What?
I've been meaning to watch a very Brady sequel.
It's a good movie.
Do you want to watch Viva Rock Vegas? Let's watch Viva Rock Vegas.
But they do the joke in a very Brady sequel about George Glass, Jan's fake boyfriend, which is also in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then today it was announced that Trump's ambassador to Japan's name is George Glass. So I don't know. It's just funny that all this Brady stuff is coming up. Because all morning I've been like, his name's George Glass from the Brady sequel. Anyway.
They should make a new Brady Christmas special.
Oh, God.
Where they dance and sing.
Wasn't it only on for like two seasons or something like that? There's really not that many episodes.
Cause they went from being little kids to teenagers.
Okay.
And they also had the Oliver era.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was bad.
Was that an era? I thought that was like one episode.
No. I think it was one season.
No. Ugh.
They needed to inject some cute into it.
Yeah,
because the other kids were all getting older, they're like, you know what? We need a little TV. What? How many seasons were there?
These kids are getting older, and they're all on meth.
Yeah,
bringing somebody.
It was the 70s and 80s. It was probably cocaine.
I know this whole show so far has just been a whole lot of stream of consciousness, but it's our last week, and I'm tired. But I was thinking about, I was shopping at the Galleria the other day. And it's what a weird thing it is that we buy each other clothes. It's just kind of odd.
It is very personal.
Yeah.
You better know someone pretty well to buy them an article of clothing.
Yeah, this is about the same size this human is who I know, and I bet they'll like this.
And there was nothing worse as a kid than getting clothes, like seeing your present and knowing, like, that's a clothes box.
Yeah.
And then at some point when you're like 12 or 13, it changes and mm-hmm. you're like, oh, sweet, mm-hmm. new clothes.
What if I bought you underwear? Would that be weird?
I don't wear it.
And then it would be really weird.
It would be, yeah.
He's like, what is this? What is this for?
I'd have to find a use for it.
Kevin got me these little pants.
If you were to buy me underwear, what would you buy?
I don't know.
Tidies?
I don't know. I don't buy those. No, I don't buy those, so I wouldn't buy them for someone else.
It would be, I think, such
probably
a swing.
Like boxer briefs, right? Right down the middle, cover both.
It would be a big swing, I think, in 2024 to get somebody tidy whities.
Yeah.
That's such a
thing right now?
I bet they're still the number one seller, though, don't you think? I don't know. I could be completely
wrong.
That's
a good point, because I don't know what underwear.
Well, if you wear tidy whities, let us know. Get a hold of us on Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been. Yeah, I can't even remember the last time I had tidy whities.
Tidy whities, boxers, or boxer briefs?
Most popular underwear. I
what do you think ladies like?
Isn't
those?
It crazy that it that used to be?
Don't care.
Probably thongs, if I had to guess.
No, I meant on men.
Oh. my answer stands. I'm gonna stick with that answer. I'm sorry. I don't know. I like boxer briefs. I think they're a sensible underwear.
They're also, like, I think the most, like, flattering that you can wear. Because boxers can look a little slobby.
Why are tidy-whities so terrible? They are.
I mean, let's be honest. They're white, so that leads to all kinds of problems with coloring as they get older.
I was just going to... Well, I don't know about that. I was just going
to
say...
I think he's found out a little too much about Wheeler.
No, I think he's being honest.
No, I'm telling, being real, man.
No, you're totally right. But I think they just, like... I just find them ill-fitting. I could just be a weirdly shaped person, which I am, but I find them to be ill-fitting. I mean, I haven't really worn one since
I was
probably 12.
Do you know how super crazy hot you have to be to look good in tidy whities?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That's the other thing.
It diminishes you by 75%.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I just, you know, I don't really look good in anything, but I definitely don't look good in those.
I discovered the boxer brief in college. Like, I didn't even know it existed, and I was like, these are the best.
Mm-hmm.
They're great for everything, and they go, like, under, because when you're playing sports... The tidy whities are a problem because then you got to wear something over that because then you got to have coverage like sliding pants. Right? But you know, the boxer briefs.
Boxers never worked for me because I got a big booty, mm-hmm. and it just pulls.
There's boxers?
Not enough, yeah, there's not enough room for my butt and my thighs.
You need stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like the boxers are cool. Like I have boxers, but they're more for like just sitting around the house. I'm not a big fan of like wearing them. You know, just when you got to leave. I don't know why it just bunches up under jeans. It's weird.
Well, now that I know about your guys' underwear preferences.
Hey, Miss Thong, we're not the one advertising that.
I was wondering why you were asking me that. I was like, I don't know. But don't let me break you.
323 DGS on KMOX. Coming up at 4 p.m., we have the Think Tank with Braxton Payne and Judge Tom Frawley. Stairway to Kevin?
Sure. Trying to figure out which one I wanted to go here. So there are a couple things I wanted to get to, but one, we can just go with this one. On the sports side of things, because I haven't gotten to it yet, and I think we're going to get to it on the Gas House Gang later this week. But with the new college football playoff, right? There's 12 teams, so the bowl games are in part included in that. Once you get past the first round, so the first round is games being played on a campus of the better seeded team, and then after that, they're going to be played in the bowl games.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But I just wanted to get your take, especially, but really, I just want to know if this is more of a nerd sports guy thing or if people in general kind of get what I'm saying. There are too many bowl games. It's ludicrous how many bowl games there are. So there are 47 bowl games this year, right?
Wow.
So you are putting teams, 500 teams are in bowl games, and it's causing a problem because the transfer portal opens up in December. So, like, Marshall had to pull out of their bowl game because, like, 25 players entered the transfer portal. And the problem with fixing that is, well, it's between semesters, which is when students have to transfer. So you can't really push it back, not very easily, unless you're going to create some whole new system for athletes transferring from one school to another. So it's a difficult thing. And my answer to it is get rid of half the bowl games.
At least.
Get rid of them. So this is what I wanted to ask you. Do you know how many bowl games there were in 1980?
10.
16. Do you know how many there were in 1990? 17. Do you know how many there were in 2000?
18.
Like 20.
Oh.
And now we have 47. Like, the problem isn't the system. The problem isn't transfers. It isn't that. It's that there are too many ridiculous, idiotic bowl games to the point where you're playing, like, the Pool and Weed Eater Bowl and all these really ridiculous bowls in ridiculous places, all because the chambers of commerce in those towns want people to come to their town and spend money. That's why these bowl games exist. They don't exist for the good of the sport. They don't exist for the players. They don't exist because they're actually a good proposition. A lot of schools actually lose money going to bowl games because they've got to travel the whole contingent of people, all of the people in the administration. They got to bring the band. They got to bring all these things. And that costs them more than they end up getting paid. So basically, it's just a TV show. And the TV ratings are crappy for most of the bowl games. So the complaint is wrong. And what I wanted to do is turn this into a different conversation, which is college football in the bowl season has taken something that used to be meaningful. Getting into a bowl used to be a big deal. Because, it again, 30 years ago, only 34 teams made bowl games. So if you were just outside the top 25, you had a chance. Everybody else, you're done. Your season's over. Doesn't matter that you tried hard. Season's over. This is a reward for doing something cool. But it's now not even a reward for doing something cool. It's just basically everybody goes. Mm-hmm. There's 130-something college football Division I programs, and 94 of them are going to bowl games.
Stupid.
What else have we done that with? Where we've taken something that used to be meaningful and turned it into something that's basically meaningless, but then we're mad that it doesn't mean what it used to mean. Mm-hmm. Like, there are a few examples. Like, I think there are examples in television, right, where TV shows, there used to be only four networks, and, you know, being on a TV show was a big deal, but now there's, 8 million channels and very specific ones, so it's a lot easier to be in that mix. And I think being a TV star means less now, in part because of it. It doesn't mean that you're not good at what you do. It doesn't mean that there aren't great actors in places, but it means that it's just not what it used to be. It used to be a big deal if you had a TV show. Now, thousands of people have TV shows.
Everything's been watered down. .334 DGS on KMOX. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Pretty excited about this warmish winter.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
You're not alone. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people who want snow and cold and winter stuff.
I like the snow. I loved that 2 inches of snow we got a few days ago. And then it was gone. Yep. I don't need a lot.
Early December.
Yeah, don't need a lot. Quite a while.
Okay. I'll see what I can do for you.
Yeah, let's put in an order for very little. Like, you know, when you go to a restaurant sometimes, a fast food, you're like, hey, light ice. I want light snow this year.
Dave, I was saying I should have been a meteorologist because I think that that's probably as high as my intelligence could take me when it comes to science.
I think that was a slap, but I'm not sure.
No, I think I'm pumping myself up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were taking me down.
No.
It was the opposite.
No. No, I'm thinking that I probably could have made it through those classes, but not much higher. Once you get above that, did you struggle with that? Did you have to do a lot of advanced mathematics and things like that?
Yes, all the way up through differential equations.
Oh, I'm out.
Goop.
Never mind. I take it back.
I struggled a long time. I struggled in college until, yes, I wanted to be a meteorologist since like fourth grade. So everything had to point towards that, almost like blinders on. And when I got, the algebra, all that stuff, that was fine. But you get into college and you start taking advanced calculus and all this other stuff. It's not that I didn't understand it. It just didn't make any sense to me. It's like, what does this have to do with meteorology?
Right.
And the answer always was from the professor, really nothing. You've got to get to a certain level, and then it will all make sense. And, you kind of believe the guy, you don't believe the guy. But when I got to differential equations and high-level physics, it was like, now it all makes sense. Now it works.
So were you able to use the difficult mathematics, or was that just sort of a blank spot in your education that still never made sense?
Once I got to the super high levels, it really made sense as far as differential equations and fluid dynamics and the motion of the atmosphere and all that kind of stuff. It all kind of locked together at that point. Do you use it every day? Absolutely not. But the knowledge is in there, and how that relates to real-time synoptic and dynamic type meteorology, it doesn't hit you over the head. It's like, okay, now I know why this works. I know why that works. and I know why this should be the outcome for the forecast.
What percentage of meteorologists are on air, and what percentage are not?
That's a great question, because you have to. There are programs, there are college level programs in this country that kind of give you a certification of meteorology, and that's what I call the junior high of meteorology. You're not doing the heavy lifting. You're just getting a thing, and I could talk about this for hours.
And is that mostly an on-air vehicle?
It is definitely an on-air vehicle.
Okay,
no question about it. And the people who have gone through the heavy lifting don't like it at all.
Makes sense.
At all. Because, you know, what it spits out, you spit out people who just look at the computer models and say, okay, that's the forecast. No, it's not a forecast. It's not a forecast. We've been around this over and over again for all these years. That's not a forecast. You didn't do any heavy lifting. You just read a computer model.
Is that kind of the wave of the future?
I hope not. I hope not, because the more we rely on the outputs of computers without doing rolling up the sleeves and really looking at what's going on, the product is going to get worse and worse.
Okay. How are we looking for the rest?
I can show you computer models for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I can show you 20 of them, and they're probably all a little bit different.
And that's just
it's all done backwards now. It's like, well, here's what the computer says, so that's what I'm going to do. No, you have to do the forecast, do the heavy lifting, put it together yourself, use your knowledge, use your common sense, use your expertise. And then if you need to look at the computer models to maybe back up your forecast, go ahead. But a lot of times you don't even have to do that.
Would the young guns say, oh, Murray's just over the hill, the computers are so much better at predicting this than we are?
Probably some. I would debate them to the very end.
Mm-hmm. He's passionate.
So there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's passionate.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
Respect.
How we look for the rest of the week?
I don't know. I got to go check the computer model. That's what you get. We have a weak little system coming by tonight. Nothing on radar yet. Most of the rain overnight is going to be southeast Missouri, southern Illinois. We will see a few showers here in the St. Louis area, less and less as you go to the north and northwest. I don't think it's much in the way of rain, and it's definitely rain. Temperatures will be well above the freezing point. Clearing skies tomorrow. The sun returns. A little breezy, a good 10 degrees cooler, 45 degrees. Then we go into a very quiet and somewhat cold weather pattern, though nothing extreme. Thursday, 47, lots of sunshine. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, partly sunny and cold, with temperatures in the mid-30s for high temperatures in mid-20s at night. So it's a very, very dry weather pattern once we get past the couple of showers around tonight.
Okay, very nice. Headlines, Rach?
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Okay, one study in the United States from 2018 to 2022 shows that eating disorders among kids are on the rise. Health visits for eating disorders more than doubled for children under the age of 17. This is since the pandemic. Contributing factors include isolation, increased stress, leading to maladaptive coping mechanisms or unhealthy ways of dealing with stress.
What do you guys, to expand your story, I saw something, I think it took a screenshot of it, but it'll take me too long to find on my phone. But it was basically the percent increase of things like autism, ADHD, depression, anxiety. And it was hundreds, you know, like in the last 30 years, X phenomenon is up 800%. Do you believe that? Do you think it's misdiagnosis? Do you think it's just everyone wants to have something? It's an easy excuse for teachers or parents. Do you think we really have just become more mentally ill?
Oh, it's such a good question. Yeah. I don't think it's people wanting to have something. I think it might be, though, in the past, did people have autism and we just didn't recognize it for what it was?
I'm sure that's a lot of it, especially with autism.
Yeah, we've just gotten a lot better at recognizing what it is. But I mean, that's just my gut. And then I also do think, I'm sure Wheels would disagree with me, but I think sometimes like our modern life is a little more stressful on us than we're willing to admit, and people have sensory issues as a result of that.
I'm not speaking as from a position of knowing anything. I think it's important to try to understand, though, we have so much better awareness. 20 years ago, it was not okay to say I'm not okay. So people didn't. And that would lead to something not being diagnosed. And I would love to know what the difference is, right? How much of what we're seeing in various things is because we are okay now to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, again, 20, 30 years ago, you didn't talk about that. If you didn't feel okay, you didn't tell. You didn't go on Twitter and tell people I'm not okay. You didn't call your friend and say I'm not okay.
I didn't even go to a doctor.
This is my point, where we've done a really good job as a society of destigmatizing mental illness. It's not 100%. There are still people that are jerks about it, but so many more people are just normal about it.
And that in and of itself could make up most of those numbers.
I don't know.
It seems so.
It could make up a lot of it. And, you know, I've seen a lot of theories on the other things you mentioned, ADHD, whatever. Well, in the past, it probably would never have been diagnosed because nobody would have taken their kid. When I was a kid, my parents would not have even thought, oh, he's hyperactive, let's take him to the doctor.
He was just squirrely.
It was just like, stop doing that.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Stop doing that. Or you
go
get a
run
smack.
Around the block 30 times.
Right. So again, I don't know the answer. And I'm sure people have explored that, and you could probably, with a search and you know, spend a little time looking into it, find that maybe there is some gap. And that's the gap that we should be looking at, not just the total increase of diagnoses, because there are, think about how many forms of cancer we can detect now that we couldn't 25, 30 years ago until it was too late. Well, that, I mean, are there more of them, or is it that we look for them? And again, maybe both, and maybe certain things are up and certain things are the same, but we just know it more.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know what lies in the middle of that and not just the total number.
Yeah.
The government is finally cracking down on those sneaky service fees. There's a new rule that aims to prevent bait and switch pricing and ensures transparency in the live event and short-term lodging industries. The FTC's bipartisan rule will require businesses to show total prices, including fees, in their advertising, so they eliminate surprise fees like resort or service fees that inflate the advertised price. So it'll become effective 120 days after publication in the Federal Register. So coming soon, they're getting rid of those sneaky service fees. And Dave Murray doesn't believe it.
No, I don't. You remember a number of years ago, it was like with cable television, you were going to be able to just pick the stations you want.
Mm.
And the government got all involved in it, saying this is going to really reduce prices and you get to choose whatever you want. That never happened.
No. We always have good ideas. I literally saw this like a minute ago on Twitter that Kid Rock has, it's going to be weird to say this, but like he's trying to lobby the incoming Trump administration to find ways to crack down on the ticket industry and the way things are going and like the extra fees that, you know, it's always shady, right? Because you see a ticket price and you're like, oh, it's $200 a ticket. Okay. And then you get to checkout, like, wait a minute. It's $250. It just say $250 on the front page. Don't get me all the way here and hide all of the things. And I don't know, again, I don't know exactly what the agenda is there, but that's kind of what you're talking about. Well, I'll believe change when I see it.
I agree with Dave Murray. They're going to find a way to screw us no matter what. And something as simple as DoorDash, like delivery fee. I know what that is. I may get mad at you because I'm already paying my Dasher $6 or $7 to bring me my burger, but okay. And then this fee. But then it just says, like, fees.
Yeah.
Another $5.
Yeah. Service fee.
Service fee. Right. Like, what the hell is a service fee?
Gasoline.
You're not doing jack crap. Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
353 DGS Think Tank coming up at the top of the hour break. Couple more headlines, Rach.
Yeah, so a Bluey movie is coming in 2027. This will excite kids and parents alike. It will be Bluey's first animated feature film. And
is he a little blue dog?
Yes.
Okay.
It will continue Bluey's adventures with her family. So,
what are your niece's favorite shows?
So Darcy is really into Paw Patrol right now.
Seems to get a lot of kids.
Yeah, they do like Bluey as well, but I think Paw Patrol is.
How about Miss Rachel?
I don't think they watch Miss Rachel. I don't think they do.
Have but you watched Miss Rachel?
I've seen Miss Rachel on TikTok. So I'm familiar with like, she's got like the high pitched, yeah. very sweet voice.
My niece
voice.
Loves Miss Rachel.
Never seen her.
Yeah. She's just a very friendly face and a friendly voice. And
what does she do?
I don't even know.
I think she just, you know.
It's kind of like a Sesame Street-ish thing, like teaches a little yes. bit. And
she's just
friendly.
Really sweet. Yeah. Let's see here. Tom Cruise is presented with an award for valor by the U.S. Navy. This is the U.S. Navy's highest civilian honor, the Distinguished Public Service Award, for his portrayal of a U.S. Navy pilot in the Top Gun films. He received the award from U.S. Secretary of the Navy Carlos Del Toro at Longcross Studios in Surrey, England. So he's increased public awareness and appreciation for their personnel and sacrifices. So they wanted to honor him.
I guess that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably inspired a lot of people
yeah.
to join. So, yeah. you know, I can't really scoff at that too much.
Good point.
I can just do a little baby scoff.
Yeah.